Okay, 101 will pre up. Continuation of that one that we can see get a glimpse, indirectly understand that the real world must be wonderful and beautiful. We're looking at the beauty here, but then especially that love, bhakti, means love, love of God. Now, it may, feel kind of, when you're a beginner, out of one's ability or scope or even imagination to love God. How do you love God? Do you just sit there and love? What is love anyway? One may ask, especially in this age, maybe. Well, we see, of course, love, and we love, all of us love someone, or have loved someone. And when you look at it from this rasa point of view, that love is expressed in different ways, in different relationships. You may walk on the street and just look at people, amazing living people, whether we are in human bodies, this color, that color, or other bodies, what you call animal or whatever. I mean, we live. I mean, it's amazing, fantastic. And not only that, but quite a few of us are real nice people. And I would say the majority, if we would gather all the humans, speak to one by one, learn to know each and every one of us behind all the hurt and bitterness and traumas and anger and whatever may be there, because we live in such an age. I think you find a good person there. Yeah, I mean, there are certainly those who are so entrenched in darker modes that you would hardly, well, you can hardly find a good person in there, but somewhere behind all that, there is a pure soul, just as everyone else of us, who's kind and nice and loving. So we should keep that in focus. And when you love someone, whether it's general love for life or those who live or humanity or animals or your family members or friends and or fellow citizens, I mean, you just feel that appreciation and liking and happy I'm not alone in the world. There are so many interesting people here who of course make life worth living. But what I wanted to get to here is that when you really appreciate people so much that you really can say that you love them, then, well, that's how you can love God too. And you can think of it like this: if you take all the living, all the people, all the living beings that you could love, that you find lovable, you can make it an exercise, write down the names of 10 such people that you really love, or find lovable at least. And then just imagine that there are countless such people in existence and that they're all rays of the supreme person. And then you may get some idea what a lovable person God is. We just need to wash away those human constructed ideas of God as some big scary ruler up there. I mean, if you were God, would you settle for that role? Yes, I'm God. I'm the biggest, I'm the most powerful, I'm the strongest. So I'm going to sit here on the throne in heaven and rule the entire existence. I have to do that, otherwise people will make a big mess. Or would you leave that up to some others who you create for that purpose? Well, you yourself do what you like to do, having fun, I guess, and having beautiful, wonderful, friendly, happy relationships and exchanges with wonderful people. And that's what's going on here, the Leela of God.